rise if you're able to join us in worship.
Approach the throne of glory. Nothing in my hands I bring, but the promise of acceptance from a good and gracious King. I will give to you my burden, as you give to me your strength. Come and fill me with your Spirit as I sing to you this praise. You deserve the greater glory. Overcome, I lift my voice to the King in need of nothing. Empty-handed I rejoice. You deserve the greater glory. Overcome with joy I sing. By your love I am accepted. You're a good and gracious King. Oh, what grace that you would see me as your child and as your friend. Safe, secure in you forever, I pour out my praise again. You deserve the greater glory. Overcome, I lift my voice to the King in need of nothing. Empty-handed I rejoice. You deserve the greater glory. Overcome with joy I sing. By your love I am accepted. You're a good and gracious King.
Lord, you are merciful and wonderful and gracious. So we offer you all of our praise, affection, and devotion. Holy, holy,
holy, holy. Good and gracious, holy. Darkness hides.
So we can take this time to just lift up some prayers to the Lord as you feel led, declaring his holiness, his mercifulness. Just praise the attributes of the Lord. Yes, Lord, we lift up these praises to you, not because we have to, not because we're forced to, but because we have seen you, Lord, in your glory, in your splendor, because you have revealed yourself to us through your word. And we know that all that you are is beautiful and lovely, that who you are is merciful and gracious. So we can't help but praise you. We would be foolish to not devote our lives to you. And so, Lord, we fix our eyes upon you, declaring your holiness and choosing to walk in your spirit. For we know, Lord, that you work all things out for good. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Romans 11:33-36. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor, who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show
worthy of every
other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe.
Lord, you are worthy of all honor, glory, praise, and power. We fix our eyes on you, Jesus, because you are the most worthy and the most deserving of our attention. And so, Lord, we just place everything else at your feet, any worries or concerns that would try to distract us. We hand it over to you, and we trust that you are more than able to deal with it. We trust that you are in control. And Lord, we ask that you would speak to us today. Speak afresh. We hold out our hands to receive your new mercies. And we just praise you and thank you, God, for the privilege of being able to gather here together with other believers to praise you freely, openly, and safely. So, Lord, we ask that you would just take this time to transform us and lead us deeper and deeper into your presence, the living water. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And before you are seated, just in honor of God's word, if you would open a Bible, if you have one on a phone or copy of his word, to Matthew chapter 10. And as you are doing that, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church this morning, as Miss Marla leads the teaching there. Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, as we look at the topic of marching orders this morning. Matthew records of Jesus, he called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil or unclean spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles: first Simon, who's called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: do not go among the Gentiles or enter into any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, preach this message: the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not take along any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Take no bag for the journey or extra tunic or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Thank you for standing.